Cadets Corner is a weekly column submitted by the 37 Orville Hand Air Cadets Group. Last Thursday evening, the 37 Orville Hand Air Cadets Squadron was flying high with promotions. Fist pumps in place of handshakes, but congratulatory vibes still the same. For a unit that started 4.5 years ago and has seen as many as 52 cadets, and then fall to as few as 15 cadets, thank you, COVID-19, 37 Squadron is back and gaining momentum with 42 cadets registered to date. Upon enrollment, a new cadet in the program is known as a cadet, CDT. Promotion to a higher rank occurs after the cadet has met certain nationally prescribed standards. The specific criteria for all ranks is established to ensure all cadets who receive a rank promotion possess the same basic qualifications or similar experience. The successful completion of squadron training serves as the common standard on which all cadets are evaluated, and that every cadet is given the same opportunity to advance. For a squadron this size, and growing, a permanent squadron warrant officer, SWO, was needed to lead the unit. In many squadrons, the SWO is the highest appointed position, which makes him, her, the leader. Also required at this stage is the need for a squadron training warrant officer. The training warrant officer will report directly to and work closely with the training officer, Second Lieutenant Chow. Cadets achieving this position will collaborate with officers in the organization of activities for the squadron. Promotions earned and handed out were Warrant Officer 2nd Class, WO2, C. Lauder. Warrant Officer 2nd Class, WO2, N. Weir. Appointment to their new positions. Squadron Warrant Officer, WO2 C. Lauder. Training Warrant Officer, WO2 N. Weir. Promoted from Corporal to Flight Corporal, S. Chaudhry. Presentations were made by 2nd Lieutenant Chow for Cadet Fitness Assessment in Outstanding Performance. Bronze, Cadet V. Medvedeva. Silver, Flight Corporal L. Gomes. All cadets must attend and complete mandatory training each training year in order to proceed through the program and advance to the next level. The following cadets proceeded to the next level of the program, earning them a level qualification. Level 1. Corporal Cobalan, Corporal Pratt, Corporal Sia, Corporal Shaw. Level 2. Flight Corporal Aurora, Flight Corporal Gomes. Level 3. Flight Corporal Chaudhry, Sergeant Troke, Sergeant Shu, Sergeant Scott. Level 4. Warrant Officer Lauder, Flight Sergeant S. McLaughlin, Flight Sergeant Sellers and Warrant Officer Weir. Level 5. Flight Sergeant A. McLaughlin. Permanent Flight Commander Appointment, Aero Flight. Flight Sergeant Sellers. Permanent Flight Commander, Snowbird Flight. Flight Sergeant S. McLaughlin. A lot of hard work goes into all of these ranks, levels and overall recognitions. Great job to all the cadets.